Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
Things. And one of our listeners, Paul, got in touch with us to talk about how mad you are, Paul, about the cost of the children's hospital. Tell me about it.
Yeah, hi, Kate. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I find it interesting that Stephen Donnelly, Fianna Fáil TD for spokesman for health, is finally woken up to the fact that this is a catastrophic decision. You know, when he had the Tom Costello and the others of the board for the Children's Hospital explaining how the budget has ballooned to 1.4 billion.
Yeah. And we don't know if that's the end, in fairness, Paul. We really don't.
At the moment. That's, you know, they said that it's possibly going to be in excess of 1.7.
Yeah.
This doesn't take into account the two satellite units that they're going to have to build, one in Tala and one in Blanchardstown, ironically.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why they have to build one in Tala when there already is a paediatric hospital in Tala. Why are they building a new satellite unit?
Who knows?
Okay, I hear you.
So I wrote to Simon Harris 12 months ago, and I asked him for the names of the board members who decided that this building in James's was preferential over. You know, you have a 180-acre site in Blanchardstown that they won't touch for some reason. Wouldn't it be nice if we knew who these people were and they should have been at the committee during the week?
I respect what you're saying. I think a lot of people, I saw Dave McWilliams commenting on Twitter during the week saying, would we rip it up and start again? It's 1.4 billion. Could we not half the cost, build it somewhere else and use the land at James's for housing? Because obviously it's very central. And I take it, and I believe you're a nurse yourself. So obviously you feel quite invested in this. As a nurse, one of the things that I have to say that scratches my head about the whole situation to do with the children's hospital is I respect that a children's hospital is best co-located, but what it's best co-located with is a maternity hospital. And a national maternity hospital was at planning stage and a national children's hospital was at planning stage at the same time, and they didn't put them together. Can anyone explain that to us?
That's an excellent point, and it's one that I wrote to Minister Harris, you know, on a couple of occasions and asked him for that. And don't even get me started on the women's in Vince. That's another whole can of worms. But
why couldn't
build both these hospitals on the same site at the same time? It would be built for way less than one
greenfield at Blanche or at possibly at Tala. Both of those, to me, would have also made sense rather than brownfield landlocked in the city with a smaller footprint.
Absolutely.
I was a doctor, you are a nurse. We were not privy to these kinds of machinations or planning.
Well, you know, in medicine, as in nursing, all our practice is evidence-based. So where is the evidence that James's is an ideal site, a future-proof site for the children of this country?
I do know that one of the things that they said, and I'd love to know what you think about it too, one of the reasons that they picked James, as they said, was because of the compatible specialities, the oncology, the haematology, all of those types of things that would be in James's, the plastics, etc., that would be in James's and then would also be in the National Children's Hospital. That sounds great in theory, but it's a hell of a lot easier to move bodies, to move doctors and nurses and specialists around the city than move buildings. And I would have thought that was not a good reason to place it there. But look, thank you for bringing this up. I really do appreciate it, Paul. And I think a lot of people very concerned about the National Children's Hospital, the overrun in costs. How long will it take to build? What will it actually cost us? The most expensive hospital on the planet. Another one of our listeners, Aisling, has gotten in touch. Aisling, you're a mum. You're waiting for this to be sorted, of course, for your own children. What do you make of it?
Well, I've been following this from the beginning, actually, from the matter, and I opposed the matter and I opposed James's. Neither of them were up to scratch. They don't have any space, no access, no space for expansion, no space for co-location of maternity hospital, which is the most necessary co-location. So I am for a site off the M50, for example, Connolly, because the rotunda is already earmarked to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got 90 acres versus 12 acres at St. James's. So you'd have plenty of space. My son's spent 3 years in hospital. So
you're one of those families, unfortunately, and I'm very sorry to hear that you are, but you're one of those families, unfortunately, that have had to use hospital services for your children a great deal.
Yes, my son requires 24-hour care.
Okay, so you're well invested in these projects, and you don't like this at all.
No, I'm only too aware of what we need in a hospital, and my son was one of those babies that had to be transferred after a few hours because he has a heart condition.
Okay,
and
so from the maternity
the
hospital to the paediatric hospital, in other words.
Like best practice internationally now is that you would have a maternity hospital.
Absolutely,
right,
totally agree. Totally agree.
Or within, even, you know.
Yeah.
But it's never going to go. The Coombe is never going to go to the St. James's site because there's no room and there'll be no budget. So this project is finished. Like it just cannot go ahead.
So you're saying, and just to summarise, because we're coming up to lunch, but I take exactly what you're saying. I think.
Yeah.
If we can't put the Coombe where the National Children's Hospital in James is, we're on a hiding to nothing anyway. We need to have them co-located. I do agree with you.
Yeah.
Can I just ask you lastly before you go, is it not cockeyed that we had the National Maternity Hospital and the National Children's Hospital at planning stage at the same time and we didn't put them in the same bloody place?
Oh, yes, it is.
I don't care if it's Blanche.
Yeah,
I don't care if it's Blanche. I don't care if it's Talla. They were the obvious ones because of space and also public transport.
Each other, and as long as there's space and access, they're really, really important issues, as you know, as a doctor, and I know as a parent trying to get a critically ill child to hospital. Like, there has to be access and there has to be space.
Yeah. Look, thank you for that contribution, Ashley. Very valuable and indeed very relevant. That's from a parent whose child was transferred within hours of being born in a maternity hospital to a paediatric hospital. That's making a very dangerous journey in an ambulance as a critically ill newborn. That's why we want them co-located. Is this all politics? The matter was very much considered to be, you know, the opposite of NIMBYism. They wanted it in their backyard, wasn't that the Bertie's backyard at the time? What do you think? Should we rip it up and start again? Put apartments into James's? What do you think? 53106. Loads more coming up after this. A lot about the National Children's Hospital. Obviously, it's becoming the most expensive hospital on the planet. I mean, think of it in those terms. We're not the richest country on the planet. We don't have the biggest population on the planet, but we have the most expensive National Children's Hospital on the planet. And tons of you are not happy about it. Someone says, Ciara, I couldn't agree more with what's being said there. Stop the build in James's now. Maternity and paediatric hospitals must be co-located. We're paying for this. Why not get the best we can for our money? And to be honest, there's a rake of people on about putting the National Children's Hospital and the National Maternity Hospital side by side. It does make sense, lads. We don't seem to have managed it. We're putting both of them in places that are possibly less than perfect. Why aren't they together? I'd love somebody, be it the Department of Health, be it the HSE, be it Minister Simon Harris, who I have a lot of time for, but I would like somebody to tell me why they are where they are. And one of our listeners, Owen, is on the line. Owen, what are your thoughts about the current standing of the National Children's Hospital?
Hi, Ciara.
How's it going?
Thanks for having me on. I suppose the thing I'm looking at it is, I suppose, why does it have to be in Dublin? I mean, in a really expensive kind of area. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people outside of Dublin as well that have to come from Cork, Limerick, and Kerry, Galway, etc. They have long ways to travel. And I mean, if they stayed overnight in Dublin, you know, high hotel costs, plus, you know, there's no rooms available in Dublin because, you know, there's lack of room and overcapacity anyway. But I mean, parking is not really available, or it's not really convenient.
Certainly not at the site they're at now. It's 12 acres. It's pretty tight.
Correct. And I mean, you know, the idea of being convenient, of your car being clamped, just only adds more stress to an already stressed parent. And, you know, as you said earlier, the site is probably more suited for commercial and housing, which is probably what Dublin really needs. And maybe the idea of, you know, locating outside Dublin to places like Kildare and Laois, where not only is the land cheaper, but those two places are the only places really in the whole country that have a direct train route, bus route and motorways directly to it. And it's not that far for anyone else in the country. It might be, you know, if you're coming from Cork, it could be 3 hours or 4 hours from Kerry to get up to Dublin, whilst it would only be 2 hours to Kildare and Laois type situation.
If they were to start over, I would put it to you this though, if they were to start over in Kildare, and I don't have an extra grind where they build it, to be honest. The idea would be you'd have the National Children's Hospital, the National Maternity Hospital, and probably a state-of-the-art adult hospital all together, because that way you'd have the, you know, the crossover between specialties. So either we'd be looking at probably closing down, because I'm not sure we need a whole new state-of-the-art adult hospital. So are we going to close down a Dublin one? One of the reasons why everything is in Dublin is because the majority of the population, if you like, are you know, you've got a million and a half people gathered there. And that's probably why they use Dublin for so many things. And that's where existing kind of consultants have contracts and all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and I agree.
I don't know if we have to go to Kildare. I do see the merits with Blanchardstown, and I see the merits with Tallaght.
Yeah. Oh, no, and I don't disagree. Like, I'm not saying not just Dublin, but I suppose in this day and age, you have to rethink things and reevaluate, because, you know, I know this might not be relevant, but in the view about it, if you look at it like 40, you know, 50, 60 years ago, the people that were living in the tenements in the city, they had to move out of Dublin, of the city centre, to go to Finglas, Tallaght, all these places, where they felt it was, you know, it's too far out. But they readjusted, and the infrastructure around the whole city was, you know, refixed and rezoned, and everything was kind of...
Do you know what would be
really
interesting to know, Owen, because I can understand why people don't want to rip it up and start again if they've already squandered, you know, squandered a lot of money on it. But there is the idea of not throwing good money after bad. I'd love to know, and I'd love if anyone does know out there, 5, 3, 1, 6, how much have we spent on it already? I know how much we're going to spend on it. It's going to be a lot of money, up to 1.7 billion. But... Yeah. How much have we spent already? If we downed tools today, how much would we be writing off?
And that's the key aspect.
Because there is a potential that we could write that off and build it from scratch somewhere else and still save money, isn't there?
Exactly. And I suppose that's really the main question that everyone and all your listeners is trying to figure out, is what is the worst case scenario if it was to be scrapped and start again? Because, you know, at the end of the day, if it saved 400 million or even 200 million at the end of the day to be relocated somewhere else, it'd free up funds for what, you know, for whether it's to pay the nurses that need it or currently people go on strike and all these situations. And you're just looking at the standard and stress lives of people that have to go all the way up to certain areas into the city centre, which is, as you know, it's tough. It's very tough for some people.
Well, it's rush hour, for example. It's gridlocked around Thomas Street, James's Street, St. Patrick Street, all the kinds of... Yeah, no, look, thank you. A lot of people coming on very balanced. Thank you for that, Owen. How come all her listeners are so balanced and measured and wise on this, and yet we are where we are when there's so many bright heads out there who seem to be very sensible on this issue? Someone says, I totally agree with your caller, Aisling, about the Children's Hospital. James's was the wrong location from the start because of the access and the lack of the maternity hospital. As parents, we tried to tell the decision makers, but no one listened. Politics and medical politics at play, and the children who need the hospital suffer. I hope that's not true, but I have no reason to not think you could be right. Someone else says, why are these hospitals being built in Dublin? Start again on a greenfield site located somewhere more central in the country. It would be cheaper. It's not really when you have 1.5 million kids all, you know, not 1.5 million kids, because obviously adults too. There's reasons why you don't just go to the back of Beyonds to build a state-of-the-art hospital. That wouldn't be sensible either. But the ring roads around Dublin, there's a lot of positive arguments around that. Someone else says, scrap the idea of St. James's. It should never have even been considered. It's impossible to get to. It's constantly backed up traffic going into it and out of it. It's bang in the middle of a huge dwelling area. Nowhere to park when you eventually get there. Connolly, loads of space. Accessible from M50, and that's from Bernadette. Massive push towards Connolly for Kids, or Kids for Connolly, whichever the hashtag that was. But massive amounts of people getting involved saying Connolly, Connolly, Connolly. I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, Fionnuala is on the line, one of our listeners. Fionnuala, you've had, sadly for you, a sick child in Temple Street, and you think the location at St. James's is crazy. Tell me why.
Hi, Ciara. Yeah, I mean, I think I'm telling the same story as everybody else, to be honest, but I just remember, you know, many mornings, but particularly one very stressful morning. On the way up, I was living with my folks. I was staying with my folks down in Wicklow, and he was going in for surgery at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I just remember being at the Irish Life Centre in traffic, looking at my watch, going, "I'm not going to make it."
Oh God!
And it's horrible. You know, I mean, you know, he was a baby. He didn't know. Yeah. I mean, I knew, but he got the best care. It was absolutely wonderful. But the sight was absolutely mental. And then later we were in Crumlin, and again, while Crumlin's a little bit easier to get to, the parking was terrible. I remember driving around housing estates trying to park my car.
I've been that soldier. I know exactly what you mean. All around Drimnagh and Crumlin,
You know, and I remember that particular day I was in Crumlin. He wasn't. He was going for a checkup. He's thankfully out of all that now. I'm driving down the M7. We live in Cork. I'm stopping into Kildare Village and going, wait a minute, Kildare Village is the easiest place to get to in Ireland from any part of the country. Why do we have our children's hospitals for sick children who have
kind of landlocked in the city centre?
Thing ever, yeah. Trying to get a sick child to the hospital. And the idea of public transport is crack. Like, my child had a lot of, he had a tracheostomy, so he had a suction apparatus, and he also had a feeding tube. So going on a bus was not an option.
No, and he was a critically ill fella. And there's no parking at Temple Street either, I might add.
No, the parking...
Even worse.
It was crazy. And I remember thinking that day, it was just sort of funny to me in my own head, the juxtaposition of Kildare Village, which is a shopping mecca and a really crucial hospital, that it was really easy to get to the shopping mecca and really hard to get to the children's hospital.
And it didn't make sense.
And it just didn't seem right to me.
You're on the side of the majority texting in, and there's...
I wonder how many parents were consulted. That's what really struck me then. How many parents of sick children were consulted?
Do you know, I'm going to hazard a guess. Very few. I would imagine it was down to financiers and politicians and the IMO and the doctors and the nurses and the unions and all. I bet you that's who was at this table.
Who had experience of that exact situation, sitting in gridlock, freaking out, knowing that either a child was late for an appointment or they were going to miss like that opportunity or whatever, just to see a child before they were
I absolutely see... the Blanchardstown argument. I also think the Tala argument, but Tala on the M50, if you're on the M50, it's probably about 20 minutes between them, so there's not much difference. But I see Tala has the Lewis right up to the door, and has, considering how many people will be coming from the south, Tala is on a really, really major artery coming into the city. So I see that one too.
It is, but you know, it's very easy to get lost. You know, I don't live in Dublin. But I'm from Dublin. I kind of know it well enough. But I remember going to Crumlin after going there a million times. I took the wrong exit because I just missed it. So then all of a sudden you're like, I was in Chicor or somewhere. I was going, how do I get from, you know, ringing the hospital saying, I've gotten lost. Here's where I am. You know, asking the porters to direct me.
We really, if we were going to, supposing we had a blank piece of paper in front of us, we really should have arrived at a place where at the very least we had the maternity hospital and the children's hospital side by side. And the fact that we're building them both on opposite sides of the city that will only be interconnected either by ambulance going through traffic with a blue light on or by helicopter at vast expense. You know, I don't know how much, I think every time you fly a helicopter it's a couple of grand, you know what I mean? It could be six or seven grand to fly even short distances for a variety of reasons. Mm. It does seem to me to be cockeyed, and I don't understand why.
Well, it's very stressful. I remember what my child had to go from ambulance from the Urnville in Cork at the time to Dublin, and I wasn't allowed to go with him. He was 5 days old.
Bless. I'm so sorry to hear these people. I can only imagine. I've
had to get the train.
I've rushed to hospital with sick children of my own when they were small, and your heart is in your mouth, and you're sick to your stomach with fear. And I know that feeling. Look, thank you, Fionnuala, for yet another Lunchtime Live listener. Super sensible on this. How is it that our listeners have more cop, it would seem, than our planners? I don't understand it. Someone says, hi, Ciara. The government were told repeatedly by experts in medicine who build hospitals before that an alternative site was the best option, but they would not listen. And the Connolly for Kids group is all over this. I don't know if you guys just move as a pack or if there's just such a massive amount of support for you. I can't tell that from this, but massive amounts of support for Connolly for Kids. Someone else says, the National Children's Hospital makes me more cross than anything else because we actually have the opportunity still to do something properly for once. But can't seem to manage it. It was so obvious from the start that James's is the wrong place, Blanche or Tala. And that's from Maeve. And someone else says, Ciara, regarding the Children's Hospital, the clearing work is already done, but it won't be wasted if they walk away now, as that would be necessary anyway for expanding the adult hospital there in time, and it is at capacity at the minute. Yeah, that's probably true, isn't it? Somebody else says, hi, Ciara, wasn't there already an amount of money spent when the matter was scrapped? Yeah, I've seen figures being sent in on the text line of 40 million, but I can't stand over them because I don't know if they're true or not. How many times are we going to make mistakes like this? You would wonder, wouldn't you? You would absolutely wonder how much money we're, you know, e-voting machines, how are you?
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc, your online healthcare provider. See a doctor, therapist, or physio now on our app or at videodoc.ie.